East Tennessee Zone, WDVX. Music from Madison Violet there, that one called Baby in the Black and White. From the 2009 release on True North Records, the album No Fool for Trying, the award-winning album. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Madison Violet here in the studio with us today. They were with us earlier for a Blue Plate special. I got to tune in and listen to that this afternoon. Sounded great then. Seemed to go over well here in the Visitor Center, and we brought them back. Madison Violet are here in the studio with us. We'll chat with them in just a bit, but we're going to start off with some music and welcome Madison Violet to East Tennessee Zone.
Don't go telling lies to me, Laura Lee. Ain't no good to keep crying those tears to me. You'll find another lover and hiding from your mother. Seek out the bad, keep it on the covers. Oh, don't go telling lies to me, Laura Lee. I know a girl from a hard town, hard town. Sparkling eyes in a red crown, she knew way around. She left home in a white dress, a tight dress. Don't ring round her finger for tonight's guest. Gonna keep it on low down, keep it on low down. Don't go telling lies to me, Laura Lee. Ain't no good to keep crying those tears for me. You'll find another lover and hide him from your mother. Seek out the back, keep it on the covers. Oh, don't go telling lies to me, Laura Lee. Come on, girl, you got your head down, put your foot down. Nothing to lose, nothing been found. But you always find yourself a strong man, wrong man. I'm playing this fool till another comes round. Another comes round. Another comes round. Sneak out the back, keep it on the covers. Oh, don't go telling lies to me, Laura.
East Tennessee Zone, WDVX, Madison Violet here with us. And guys, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having us.
And it's Lisa McIsaac, Brinley McEachern.
Good one.
I think I'm pronouncing that right. And Adrian is here playing some bass for us as well. And if you tuned into the Blue Plate today, you know what they're about. Madison Violet, they came all the way down from Canada, and we tried to make the weather just like back home for you here.
Yeah, it feels just like
hope,
home.
Hope you're enjoying it. We got the snow, we got the cold, and we want to hear some music for you. But brief introductions before we do that, because I know you guys have recorded a few albums before this one. But really, I think this is the first that we've had here at WDVX. So maybe people aren't familiar with you, where you come from, and your stories. The origins of Madison Violet. I hear there was a chance meeting in a Toronto bar. Do I have that correct?
Yep. We met at a little place called The Green Room, which is a kind of an artist hangout where if you have no money and you're willing to put up with bad service, cheap food, then it's a golden spot. And I was kind of eavesdropping. I guess I heard Lisa say her surname, which is McIsaac, and McIsaac's not the most, you know, notorious name in Ontario, where I kind of grew up. But where my father grew up and where I spent my summer vacations, it's everywhere. They're all McDonald's, McIsaac's, McEachern. So I just said, "Hey, are you from Nova Scotia?" And she told me where she was from, and I'm like, "Okay, so that's the same community of 330 people that my father grew up in." And found out that our fathers grew up together, sat beside each other in school, and, you know, Lisa went to church with my grandma and the odd bingo game. So she knows my relatives almost better than I do.
Wow. So from a town of 300 to a city of however many million in Toronto, and found yourselves in the same bar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's kind of, fate, I guess you could say.
Serendipitous, I would say, yeah.
Yeah, but you both had careers before Madison Violet. You did some stuff before that.
Yeah, I played in a bunch of folk bands and country bands on the East Coast, and it was my main bread and butter gig was a guy named Bruce Guthrow, and I was a side man in his band, and he ended up becoming the lead singer of a band in Scotland called Runrig, which are they have like a Celtic Grateful Dead following. Like these fans follow them all over Europe, and a really dedicated following. So he got that gig, and when he got that, I decided that I would pack a hockey bag full of clothing, hop on a plane, and move to Toronto and try and find a new market to play in. And that was shortly thereafter I met Brenly.
And you were, from what I've read, you were kind of running away from a folk and a country sound.
Not folk and country. I was actually more so running away, and this sounds bad, and now I've kind of come back to it. I was sort of running away from the Celtic sound because I grew up as a Scottish Irish fiddle player, and with the last name MacIsaac, my brother is a fiddle player from Canada who has a pretty, I don't want to say tumultuous, he has an interesting career, but he's incredible, and the name preceded me, and it was hard to really get out from past having the MacIsaac name, so I needed to go in a different direction musically so that I could make a name for myself without using the MacIsaac name.
It's worked out well. You guys, I mentioned award-winning for the new CD, the Canadian Folk Music Awards. You guys were recently honored there as Vocal Group of the Year. And I was talking to Tony before you guys came in here. There's a lot of great folk music, Americana music coming out of Canada.
We were up against right Alvin and the Chipmunks, so I'm feeling pretty good we won that one.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Well, it is an honor to
be because
I've been playing some of those Canadian artists here. Catherine McClellan, a label mate of your all.
She's great.
That was the solo artist of the year. And just going through and reading the awards list and going through and digging and listening to some of those people. There's a great, we call it Americana music, but in Canada, it's thriving there as well.
It's fun. There is like a resurgence of Americana music in Canada. So, and I don't know. I feel funny calling it Canadiana because it is Americana.
Yeah, it doesn't. Canadiana just doesn't sound right.
It sounds ridiculous.
We're all part of America, right? It's North America. So we'll call it North Americana.
Well, I am featuring a Canadiana week on my website right now,
oh,
so maybe it is ridiculous, but it seems to work. And we'll talk some more, but. Let's get some more music, and then we'll come back. I heard you mention on the Blue Plate today that maybe there are some deep, dark secrets. We'll ask you what those are.
Well, I think the woman who just gave me the massage found all of them, so... We're going to do... you want us to do another one right
now? We'll do that. Madison Violet on East Tennessee Zone.
I just got this brand new guitar that I bought in Nashville yesterday. We thought we would try it out, but it was born in 1931, so it needs a little bit of tuning here. That's all right. All right. No, it's not quite right. According to Lisa's face, it's not quite right.
But what song are we getting ready to hear here? Maybe we can get a little background on it.
This is called The Woodshop. And the song I wrote about my brother, or actually my father, who built my brother an urn. My brother was killed tragically 3 years ago, and he had this beautiful piece of wood that he'd kind of been hanging around his wood shop for a long time. And he pulled it out and he built something. He built an urn for him.
And this is on the album, a beautiful track, and we'll let you play it for us here.
I'd have known you'd be gone soon. Dust to dust and ashes 52. The police called. You made the headline news. Dust to dust and ashes 52. And now your father's building you a box.
his woodshop. Your mother sets the table, one less cup. It's tearing out her heart. Dust to dust and ashes, 52. Laying down, say he lost his head. Dust to dust and ashes, 52. All your things came home in plastic bags. Dust to dust and ashes, 52. And now your father's building you a box down in his woodshop. Your brother's like a soldier holding up. It's tearing out his heart. Dust to dust and ashes, 52. And now your father's building you a box down in his woodshop. Your sisters hail the monster and crown the rock for tearing out your heart. Dust to dust and ashes, 52. Dust to dust and ashes, 52. Dust to dust and ashes, 52.
East Tennessee's own WDVX, Madison Violet here in the studio with us, and that one, The Woodshop from the new CD, No Fool for Trying, and that's one of those songs. I've been listening to the album quite a bit this week, getting ready for this, and that's one of those, really just grabs hold of you, a very emotional song, and I was listening to it today and actually thought to myself, I hope that isn't based on something true, but apparently it is, and
yeah.
Sorry you had to go through that.
Well, we all have to go through some sort of tragedy at some point in our lives. It's just you're never quite prepared for them.
Yeah, but
yeah,
and an excellent song, though, and again, just one of those that really jumps out and grips you, and one of those things too that, you know, this song is a prime example of it on the album. The vocal harmonies that the two of you share. We mentioned before, you know, the story of the meeting, kind of a serendipitous meeting in a bar. Is that something that you just kind of discovered too, that the way your voices blend together? Is that something that you work on, or is that just one of those things that just happened? The stars aligned and there it was.
It happened right away. It was actually kind of by fluke. Lisa, as she mentioned earlier, was, you know, a fiddle player, and she did sing. She's obviously an amazing singer, but she didn't, it didn't,
I was terrified.
She was terrified.
I was scared.
Yeah.
Terrified works. I'd be on stage, I'd be, you know, a foot and a half from the microphone singing harmonies, and the lead singer would look over at me and I would put my mouth right on the mic so that he thought that I was actually singing. And I had a huge fear of somebody hearing my voice. and it took me a long time. It actually took a couple years that even when Bradley and I were playing together that I would be able to sing in front of people. But what happened was that when we first jammed for the first time, Bradley had bought this looping device and had looped her voice on it, and then pressed the button down and it was still going. And then she went upstairs to get a, I don't know, a glass of wine or something, and I actually started singing along with her voice. And she ran down, and of course I deleted it immediately. I didn't want her to actually hear that I could sing. And it was at that point where we noticed that her voices blended fairly well and that they were a good match.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds great on the album, and we'll come back to the album again. We mentioned the support and the play and the awards in Canada, and you guys are swinging through the states now. You've been to Nashville, headed to Memphis this weekend for the Folk Alliance Conference. What has the response been here in the U.S.?
Have brutal. People been? We're leaving right now. No, it's been great.
Yeah, it's been really, really a really warm reception.
And, I was talking to your road manager here, to you guys a little bit. I first heard this album in May. It wasn't released in June, but it wasn't released until June, but I had my hands on it in May. Started playing it here and immediately started getting phone calls, the girls in the coffee shop saying, "Hey, did you bring that CD with you tonight? Can you play Larly, you know, tonight? Can you play this? Can you play that?" And we've added it here in the last couple of weeks and continue to get requests and calls and the turnout today at the Blue Plate. And hopefully it does go well for you here in the U.S. because we'd love to have you back around again.
Well, we'd love to come back. We have, you know, we've done so much touring in Europe and in Australia and in Canada, and we haven't come south of the border hardly at all in the last 10 years. And I mean, I feel like we've neglected our family to the south. So now I think it's time that we start touring down here some more.
Yeah, we're ready. Hopefully you'll make some contacts in Memphis. And you told Red you've been to the Folk Alliance before. What's the scene like there? What goes on at a big conference like this?
This is different than any other conference I've ever been to. It's like 24-hour music. Every room in the hotel has a band playing on the hour, every hour. You should go there with, you know, not expecting to sleep and with maybe a fresh liver.
Yeah.
If we all had one of those handy, it would come in good. I'm so glad to have you guys here, and we want to hear some more music. Could you maybe do another one for us?
Sure. Well, I know that you guys have been wonderful to us and playing Crying quite a bit on the radio. So,
we're playing about half the album at this point.
Well, that's great. We can't appreciate your... We couldn't explain how important that is to us. So, but we'll play Crying.
All right.
One, two, buckle my shoe. Tell your story.
it's not a bad world. Crying your eyes out, it's all about crying your eyes out. Cry on me now, cry. You're gone. I hope you get a chance to sit down with God. I hope you get a chance to question the man in cloth. It's not a bad world, brother. It's not a bad world, brother. It's not a bad world, brother. It's not a bad.
East Tennessee's own WDVX, Madison Violet once again here with us all the way from Canada. And again, we cannot thank you enough for stopping by today on your way to Memphis for the Folk Alliance. And I promised I wouldn't keep you long because I know you're from Canada. You're probably used to driving in the snow. But people here in East Tennessee and as you move into Western Tennessee, well, we're not. And we want you to be safe on the road and be on your way. But tell everybody where they can find you online. Where can they get your music? Where can they find your touring schedule? All that stuff.
www.madisonviolet, like Madison Avenue and Violet the flower. So madisonviolet.com. And the music is on iTunes. And
you can go to our MySpace, Mad Violet Music. MySpace/MadValetMusic. We have a Facebook page. We've got
a Twitter. You name it, we're on there.
Yeah. Plenty of ways to find the music. And it is a great CD, No Fool for Trying, the vocal group of the year at the Canadian Folk Music Awards. And hopefully everyone down here in the States will start to recognize you guys too, because a great sound, a great album, and harmonies, it's all there. It's a great package, and we've really enjoyed it. Like I said, we've been playing it here for a while. Officially now, we've been playing it for the last few months, and it's really sounding great. And we hope you can come back and join us again.
Hope so.
Have one more song for us? Can we do one more, and then we'll let you get out?
Yeah, sure.
Have I sprung this on you too late in the game?
We'll do the title track off the album. No Fool for Trying.
Oh, there's trouble on this road. See no ordinary highway. With each and every hawk, I see you trying to spot off. You're gone a million miles away. All those long, long drives round the winding road. Without warning came the morning. It was good when the light was falling. Fell to pieces just before the dawn. I'm no fool, fool for trying. You don't know what you miss until it's gone. So now I bundle up your clothes. This ain't no ordinary Friday. Pack up the sun, the final blow. You're off, you're gone a million miles away. All those long, long drives round the winding road. Without warning came the morning. It was good when the light was falling. Failed to be set just before the dawn. I'm no fool, fool for trying. You don't know what you miss until it's gone. It was good when the lie was falling. Failed to pieces just before the dawn. I'm no fool, fool for trying. It was good when the lie was falling. Failed to pieces just before the dawn. I'm no fool, fool for trying. You don't know what you miss until it's gone. I'm no fool, trying. You don't know what you miss until it's gone.
One more time, Madison Violet with us here today on East Tennessee Zone. And again, thank you guys for stopping by. Lisa McIsaac, Brinley McEachern, Madison Violet, and again, madisonviolet.com is where you can find the CD and the touring schedule. And at one point, I believe you could stream the music there. Maybe that was on the True North, the label site.
Yeah, if you go to our record label, I think you can stream pretty much our whole album on there.
Yeah, that's a great label too. We mentioned True North Records, Catherine McClellan, Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, mm-hmm. I think, are a part of that.
Yeah.
Colin Linden, a lot of great acts.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah.
I think Bruce Coburn was on
there. Bruce Coburn.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Madison Violet. And thanks again for stopping by. And we've had a couple of emails and Facebook comments wanting to thank you as well while you've been here for the music and for stopping by. And again, we'll let you get on the road to Memphis for the Folk Alliance because, well, it's starting to look not so good out there. Mm-hmm. But we'll let you get along. But thanks again for stopping by.
For the folks out there who've been wondering where that bottom end bass been coming from, this Mr. Adrian going fishing on my left over here.
Yeah.
He's on the road with us, and he's been playing with us for several years now.
Yeah, he told me I didn't have to mention him, so I
would. Yeah, he doesn't like me. He's just shy.
He's just shy. Yeah. Next time he's going to do all the talking, and we'll just stare at him.
Yeah. But he's been singing and playing over there and keeping time and sounding great all the way around. Thanks to you guys again for stopping by, and we'll let you get out of here, but I want to leave with one more from the record.
Great.
If there's one in particular. And
maybe Darlin'?
Yeah.
All right. Is there a story behind that one? We'll let you tell that before we.
Story behind Darlin'. That was written. Half of it was written, or about a third of it was written in Cleveland, in a little apartment in Cleveland, and I was doing the Mamas and Papas musical there, and then Brandley and I headed to Grenada for a songwriting expedition, and we finished it together down there.
It was actually two sort of separate songs. Lisa was working on a song and I was working on a song, and we kind of pulled a bit of a Brian Eno where he pulled two songs of U2 together and made one out of I think With or Without You, actually one of those songs. I can't remember which it was, but that's kind of what happened, and we realized we were
telling
the same story, and it just fit together so well. So
all right, and that's what we'll leave with then. Darlin' from Madison Violet, the CD, No Fool for Trying. Again, you can find it at madisonviolet.com. And check out that record label as well, True North Records, and that's TrueNorthRecords.com, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
TrueNorthRecords.com. And again, thank you to Madison Violet for stopping by, and we'll leave you with this one. This is Darlin' from Madison Violet on East Tennessee's Own.